What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, I hope your palates are ready. Master Chef Neo the Outflanker has sent me some very, very mouth-watering articles. Oh, you will not be disappointed at the spread that's about to be served up. Now, this article was published on the 8th of July. Man sentenced for stabbing wife 58 times after discovering she was having an affair during a Disneyland trip. 58 times. Boy, I bet his arms were tired. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Marcelo Molinari was given 19 years to life behind bars by a New York judge in June, a few weeks after the father of four pleaded guilty to second-degree termination. Shocking court documents revealed that Marcelo, 44, found out about his wife Melissa's extramarital affair in November of 2021 during a family trip to the happiest place on earth, Disneyland. Oh, the irony. The happiest place on earth produced the angriest man on earth at that particular time. The Suffolk County District Attorney's Office revealed their vacation was cut short and they drove back to their home in Center Reach. Melissa was last seen alive on November 21st and reported missing by a friend on December 2nd. Prosecutors conducted an investigation and found several questionable stains in the couple's minivan, as well as searches on his phone, one of which was quote-unquote non-extradition countries. Plus, 9 months of data was scrubbed from his device. A cadaver dog further indicated that Marcelo was involved in her termination as it sniffed the vehicle and got two positive hits. Police also tracked his phone to a dead-end street in Middle Island, New York, during the early morning hours of November 22nd, just hours after she was last seen alive. Tragically, Melissa's body was found in the Long Island Pine Barrens. Quote, unquote, the sentence handed down in court today cannot possibly alleviate the pain this defendant inflicted upon the victim and her family. I think you mean their family, because they were still a married couple, said Suffolk County District Attorney Raymond A. Tierney last month. However, this jail term can ensure the defendant will be unable to be a further danger to the community for a substantial period of time. Wow. So he's a danger to the community because he found out that his wife decided to break their marital vows and get her back blown out by somebody else. Yet, he can never be the victim of a cheating wife. Man, I tell you, this shit nowadays is ridiculous. It truly is ridiculous. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, seems like it went down in the minivan. Gotta go ahead and give that one a 5. Method of execution. We all know that the hot butter knife of doom was definitely used in this one. Gotta go with a 10. Psychological impact. I'm gonna give this one a 5. Now for the brutality factor, I'm gonna give this one a 15. 58 times to stab someone. That is overkill of a whole new level. So, Marcelo the Mangler gets a score of 35. Now, I want to go back to something that damn attorney said. The pain that he inflicted on the victim. How about this? If the victim was not cheating on her husband, none of this would have happened. Why is it that women are still allowed to be unfaithful to their husbands and not be punished for it? Now, of course, when a man is so far as even thought to be cheating on his wife, all the court of public opinion is going to descend on him like vultures on a fresh piece of dead carcass. Everybody's got something to say. Oh my God, we can't believe you cheated on her. I mean, hell, if you want something like that, just look no further than Emi Udoka. Granted, what he did was fucked up, but still, everybody came down on that man's head. How dare you cheat on Nia Long? I mean, hell, you even had dumbasses posting pictures of her when she was in Friday. Like, that's Nia Long of today. No. But, like I said, when wives cheat on their husband, there is no ramification. There's no punishment. Hell, our society is so fucking sick and twisted, they will find a reason to blame the husband, even if he did nothing wrong. Remember, gents, you cheat on your wife, it's your fault. Your wife cheats on you, it's still your fault. You can't win. However, like I said, some men are going to take matters into their own hands. Not every man's going to make that choice, but enough men will make that choice. Hey, ladies, if society's not going to punish you for breaking your vow to your husband, guess what? Don't be surprised if the husband himself decides to take matters into his own hands. Now, Global Man, I wonder if he's still making content. Put out a phrase. Society will not take a man's pain seriously until that man decides to take up arms. And that is definitely true, especially when it comes to infidelity. Hey, until society is ready to somewhat balance the scales on that, to hold women accountable, guess what? It is what it is. Okay, ladies, here's an idea. You can keep no-fault divorce. That's not going anywhere. However, once infidelity has been proven on your part, since women do file for divorce more than men, guess what? No more cash and prizes. Period. I bet that'll curve the infidelity rate from wives. But we all know we live in a gynocentric society that's all about giving females, quote unquote, power. Period. And it's only because they're the net consumers. Anyway, ladies, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're from. You better realize this. The power for a lot of you is going to go out. feminism and continuing to be unfaithful to your husband and thinking that you're going to get away with it, we'll go out right along with it. Because let me reiterate, more and more men, once they find out, they're going to take matters into their own hands. Why? Because when a man is no longer afraid of the consequences of his actions, he will act. Let me know what you guys think. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.